Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. Whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Shop now at DSW.com or a DSW store near you. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and it is Friday. I am back in the country, and I am ready to talk about a few highlights from this week's episodes of Bachelor in Paradise. Next week, we'll be back to recapping as normal. But for now, I just wanted to go through some of my major thoughts from these really good episodes, in my opinion, of Paradise, and also talk about some of the stuff that's happened since based on the reaction on social media. We have Connor clapping back at Lance Bass. Didn't see that coming. We have Becca Kufrin weighing in on some stuff with Blake, Piper and Brandon, all that stuff. Victoria P. I think a lot happened on these episodes that people are either taking to Twitter to defend themselves, or the alums are fighting with each other. A lot of speculation about who was dating before the show and all that good stuff. But of course, this week's Paradise started with Demi Burnett, the one and only, rejoining the Paradise bubble. And love her or hate her, I think, you know, Demi makes some good TV. We saw her obviously be drawn to Brendan very quickly. I thought it was interesting to see her dynamics between Queen Victoria and Demi, which was something I was looking forward to. And I feel like there was probably even more, because a little times we did see them talk. It was funny when she would say, like, you're only a minor idiot, and comments like that. So I enjoyed that part of Demi for sure. Again, love her or hate her. Interesting television that she went in and had her eyes set on Brendan, who was obviously with Natasha at the time. And this is like a classic. There was a few things that both Demi and Natasha said that people were calling them out for online. Natasha, for example, saying that, you know, she didn't know anything about this whole Piper situation of them talking beforehand, which we'll get into, which I find ironic because she hosts a podcast called Clickbait, where they go over big Bachelor Nation headlines. And Us Weekly actually posted in June that Piper and Brendan had been dating for a few weeks. A source told us at the time, they've been dating for a couple weeks now. Either he'll fly to New York and hang out with her, or she'll fly to Boston to hang out with him. And most recently, they were in Boston over Memorial Day weekend, and they've even been spotted out in public together. The source says that they're keeping their relationship under wraps because they're trying to make it work long distance, and it's still new. They're both super into each other and are getting to know each other and are just having fun going on dates. So kind of similar to what Brendan was saying about the fact that they didn't have a serious relationship. However, flying across the country to see each other is, you know, more than just talking. So jury will be out on what is going to go down when Piper joins the beach, because I am pretty confident she is. I think they definitely were dating before the show, and I think they definitely both wanted to go on the show. I don't think they're going to argue, no, we weren't boyfriend and girlfriend. What's the difference? Everybody hangs out. But there is obviously an argument to be made for, if you're going on the show for someone specifically, it's not fair to then go on dates with other people. I mean, you have to get roses to stick around, but it's messy and it's shady, and it's you're going to get backlash for it. I don't think it's against the rules, because there are no rules, but I think that you have to expect that you're going to get shit. I mean, Brendan didn't know when Piper was going to join the beach. He didn't know he was going to be in the first round. Like, you don't know that. I heard Kayla Quinn told me that on the podcast a few weeks ago. You get there, you're in your hotel room. You don't know when they're going to send you down. Bibiana, I think, also said that. So I think it's definitely can be tricky to pre-plan these relationships, and you have to kind of expect getting caught. So with this whole Demi thing, it obviously quickly spiraled into, you know, he wanted to keep their options open. Their date seemed perfectly fine. I don't really think he has that strong of a connection with Natasha. I think he's using her to stay on the beach till Piper gets there. That's my hot take. And I think that it makes sense that they're both a little pissed at him for that reason. Again, it's a sketchy move. Who knows what's going to happen with Brendan and Piper when they get there, but they're probably going to be strongly disliked. And I just find it ironic when the Bachelor people, whether they know or not, because like I said, Natasha hosts Clickbait, so I'm shocked she wouldn't know. And then it was funny because Demi said on the episode that she didn't watch Tayshia's season, so she didn't know anything about Brendan, but then everyone found all of these old tweets of her live tweeting Tayshia's season up until the finale, when she was tweeting about Ben saying, I love Tayshia's necklace. I love this, that. Like, it doesn't make any sense. And Piper and Natasha have also been spotted getting their nails done together back in April. So all of these people know each other. And it's all very messy. And I don't like when they play dumb with us, which is why I liked Tammy getting involved with the Victoria P stuff, because we know Victoria P, Tammy, and Kelsey all live in Nashville, and there was all these allegations that Victoria P had a boyfriend. I thought she came off pretty tough during these episodes. I mean, I think she thought maybe she was being cute or endearing when she was forgetting James' name and calling him Jordan. But one, that bit went on way too long, if it was a bit. And two, if it wasn't a bit, then that's just rude. I know you've met a lot of people, but like, this is the guy you're hanging out with. And I think if you're going to go in there and try to, even if you're using him to get a rose, which she clearly was, she just did a horrible job selling it. Like, you gotta be on your A game here if you're going to try to get away with stuff, people. But her alleged boyfriend, this country singer, was Teddy Robb, which came out afterwards. And she said, we had only been dating for 2.5 months. This was on Bachelor Happy Hour. I think that probably the weight of whether Paradise was going to be a thing or not weighed heavy on our relationship. He didn't ask me to stay. He was like, you should do it. You should go. I encourage you to follow your heart. So they met in January and she tried to keep it casual, but because she knew she was probably going to go on Paradise, but she had a connection with this guy, Teddy Robb. Quote, he asked me for a drink with him and we ended up going. We just became really close best friends. It just developed into something more unintentionally, saying she was very honest about the fact she might go on Paradise. That's the reason why going on Paradise was difficult, because I'm like, typically my relationships in the past have been, I'm going to get to know you, you get to know me, there's no pressure. But when we connect and it takes off, it's great. He broke up with me and was just like, I feel like you've got to do your own thing. Paradise is a huge weight on us, whether you are going to go or not. Are you serious enough for you to stay? Do you have any regrets if you're going to stay? I believe they have not gotten back together, even though she made that comment when she was in the car, which I thought was hilarious and also really shady, that she had, which, why would she go look for something when she has it at home? But again, I just think that it's, you have to know what you're getting in for. And I want to know now is, what conversations did Tammy and Kelsey have with Victoria P before she got to Paradise? Because she tried to say that she was more upset that they, you know, betrayed her. But one, would it be worse if she brought it up to them on camera versus bringing it up to James? Like, it's still bringing it up on the show. It's going to get back to James. It's going to be a storyline. I don't think that she's like, you should have come to me. What's the difference? It would have gotten out. Everyone would have been talking about it versus just going to James and letting him kind of decide. But also, she should have just told him up front, like, I was dating someone right before I left and I chose to go to Paradise because I want to explore something here. And then that could have been the narrative of James could have been nervous, like, oh, Victor, or whoever she ended up dating after that. Because I don't even think she liked James. And I loved that they coined the term rose chasing about her because they were all doing it. When she said, if she told him that up front, the storyline might have been, oh, is James or whoever starts dating, is she over the guy she left? That's a way better narrative than not telling and everyone talking about you and saying you have a boyfriend, because it doesn't seem like they were even really dating anymore. Like, they broke up. But if you aren't upfront about it, it's going to come out and it's going to look worse for you. So I'm pretty happy she went home. I was kind of over her. But then it was ironic because Kelsey definitely did a little rose chasing herself, trying to get James's rose to stay. Demi did some rose chasing for sure to try to stay, and they're all doing it. So it's always funny when they like, who gets called out for it? Connor and Marissa was another big one with Riley, poor Tajwan, who loved Riley. But I also, side note, I'm really still chipping her and Trey. And I think that it was good that she was honest about how badly she wanted to see Riley. And then when they had like a good, honest conversation at the end about like, let's still give this a chance. And I feel like their chemistry is getting better. Like, I think they just wanted to keep their options open, but now I'm all in on Trey and Tajwan and her, the uncle of it all. Who, by the way, the picture they posted, I mean, he's so cute. But Connor and Marissa, I think she was never that into him because he was too scared to admit he was into her. Because once she made that comment when they were at the ocean, he was like, well, what do you want? Should we keep our options open? Let's talk about it. And she was like, I want you. And then he was like, I want you too. And then he was all in. Here at DSW, we're getting back to our regularly scheduled program, Living Your Best Life. From finding excuses to hug all your friends, to checking that big hike off your bucket list, to embracing the return of wedding season, life is calling. And whatever is on your calendar, you're going to need some really good shoes. That's where DSW comes in. We'll provide the shoes and you'll make them awesome. Find Need Right Now sneakers, Wear Everywhere sandals, Must Have boots, and everything in between from top brands like Adidas, Birkenstock, Reebok, Steve Madden, and more. Head to DSW.com or DSW store near you to find your new favorite shoes.
he was always more into her to begin with. I know she was the one who, when they were talking at the water, was like, I want you, which made him say, okay, I want you too. And I don't want to explore the relationships at the moment. I think she just did that maybe to secure the rose. And because there was no one else at the time who she liked on the beach. And then Riley got there and their connection was obviously extremely clear and it's inevitable there. I mean, she comes down in that amazing outfit looking like a smoke show and Connor sitting there with his guitar. It was over before it even started, to be honest, between the two of them. But I really like Marissa and Riley. I think they're super cute. And of course, there was backlash with those two too. It was kind of a two-parter because some people online were slut-shaming Marissa and, you know, them going to the boom boom room on night one. Riley has defended her. A couple other people in Bachelor Nation have defended her. Like, that's literally the point of the show. So if you don't think they should hook up, then why are you watching it? In my opinion, again, it's a messy show. The whole point is they're supposed to be like all dating each other, which I think Tammy even said on the episode, like, it's weird. We're all dating each other. So there's a degree where you can get mad about how people handle things. But I also think it's just the way they handle them. Like, you can't be mad about someone going on a date with someone else. But the way, for example, Serena P handled it with Joe, she handled it perfectly. She talked to him beforehand and she goes, let's check in after. And then you have to make a clear cut decision. Like, just going on that date with Thomas, she did nothing wrong. That's the point of the show. Of course, if you're feeling so strongly for them that quickly and you decide to not go on any dates, that's great too. I mean, Ivan and Jesenia are clearly like so solid. And I would be shocked if either one of them were going on a date with someone else. So that would be like a surprising one to me. But in the way beginning, especially it's so early. Like, I have to remember how early it is on Paradise. Because when Thomas got there, Tammy, Serena P, they all were quickly, you know, saying they'd go out with him. So it's not a bad thing, but it's just the honesty for going on that date and then coming back and going, having the, you know, respect to talk to the person, be honest about it and not string them along. And, you know, I think you just have to make decisions. It's okay to explore, but you got to, at the end of the day, make a decision and not be shady about it and not tell one person one thing because you can't trust anyone in Paradise. Obviously, jury's still out on how Marissa and Riley will handle the Connor situation because the episode ended with them just together and him upset about it. But there's been, so in addition to some of the shady stuff about people calling them out for hooking up, which again, I think is ridiculous, there is some backlash about Connor in general because Lance Bass, our guest host this week, who, by the way, guys, I'm really liking the guest host. I enjoyed David Spade. I liked Lance Bass. I don't think, again, I've said 1,000 times, Wells could totally do this job, but I liked seeing him behind the bar and I liked seeing Lance Bass at one of the dates. I liked seeing him like gossip with the girls. I loved seeing hearing David Spade's one-liners. Like, I'm enjoying it. I don't know how you're feeling about it, but I like it. But Connor has gotten a little heat because there are people saying he's on the show just for his music career, Jed White vibes. And this was even Lance Bass on Nick Viall's podcast said, you can tell he's definitely a very sweet guy, but I'm not convinced he's there to find love. I can definitely see him on there trying to start his country career like a lot of people do on that show. I had watched The Bachelorette season and they had never seen an episode yet because they were filming when it started. So he's saying that Connor, Aaron, Trey, all those guys hadn't seen Katie's season yet. So I had seen the first few episodes and I knew exactly what went down. I knew the Thomas story and all that. And Connor was like, wait, did my song make it? And I'm like, yeah, I think your song made it. But like the only thing he was concerned about was if his song made the cut. So Lance Bass kind of saying that Connor's there for the wrong reasons. And then Connor tweeted, he's there for his music. No, these are him quoting. He's like, quote, he's there for his music. Quote, enough with the ukulele. Ugh, he's so cringy and annoying. Then Connor adds, F off and let me play my dumb little songs for people. It's my way to try and bring a little joy. Kindness is free. Hashtag Bachelor in Paradise. So a feud between Lance Bass and one of the contestants I didn't necessarily see coming. You know, a classic tale if you're for the right reasons, who the hell knows. But I think that Connor is going to get us a little heartbroken by Marissa and we're not going to see him on the show much longer. Anyway, the other little triangle, there was that brief Tammy, Aaron, Serena C triangle. Tammy is kind of like the little narrator of the show. And she is wasting no time trying to get to know Aaron, but also keeping her options open. Again, one of the ones who said she would date Thomas, but when Serena C tried to get involved and steal that rose, she was not having it. I don't think Tammy and Aaron are really like legit. I think they both like each other and are attracted to each other. But if someone else got there, they would easily go on another date and say their goodbyes. But for now, they have the strongest connection and they don't want to leave the show, which is fair. I could see them being one of those couples that actually makes it to the end, but then breaks up. Because you can kind of tell, like, I feel like with an Ivan and a Jesenia, we've seen them, one, talk about serious things, and two, like, they just kind of get giddy around each other. Tammy, it was more so like, Serena C, don't come for Aaron. And Aaron, I think, is more just like, he's more consumed with Thomas than he is with anything else. But we obviously saw him get a little excited when he was with Tammy. Victoria L, our little queen tried to make a play for Trey, which Tejuan was not here for. I don't know. I think that when they all get mad at each other for the rose thing and the rose stealing, part of me thinks that they should let the guy or the girl, whoever it is, let it play out and see how they handle it. So if, you know, instead of Tejuan confronting Victoria L, see how Trey handles someone trying to steal his rose. Like if he falls for it, then you know that you don't want to be with him anyway. So what's the point? Like you obviously want to show you care and make it clear. Like I'm still interested in you. I don't know what happened with her, but like, I want you to pick me, but don't like attack the other person necessarily. And I love Tejuan, as you know, and I don't even like Victoria L, but I kind of thought she got the brunt of it for no reason. And even with like Demi and her fighting with Kelsey and them fighting for James's rose, like I kind of think you let the guy handle it and let them pick you instead of coming for the girl. It's good TV, but you have to know maybe people are going to accuse you of being catty or crazy or whatever. But man, this show is just so freaking good, you guys. I love it so much. I feel like these episodes have been pretty good so far. And the Thomas of it all was another huge thing. Obviously, the guys are just super jealous of Thomas because he's 6'6", which we heard 1,000 times. They're mad because, we didn't necessarily see during Katie's season, that Trey and some of the other guys were actually friends with Thomas and they felt betrayed by his behavior. So it was less about Katie and more and like the Bachelor thing, which it turned into. And I think more about the fact that they thought they were friends and they didn't like that he was being shady and felt betrayed by him. They made it seem like on Katie's season, in my opinion, that they were looking out for Katie's best interest. But I think it was a little more selfish of, dude, I thought we were bros. And obviously this is a weird environment, but some people handle it well. Like the same thing I was saying earlier, like it's all about transparency and telling the person if you're going to go on a date with someone else and not being sketchy about it. And you don't owe them anything, but you kind of do if you don't want to come off like an asshole on this show. And I think with Thomas, they all felt betrayed because they thought they were friendly with him. And then he, you know, was dropping little things in Katie's ear about everyone's intentions or whatever, and then his own intentions. I don't even remember, but I just feel like they were more betrayed by Thomas as a friend. And it became like a friendship thing, especially with Trey, than it was about him wanting to be the Bachelor. That just is what aired. I think it was really interesting to see him go on a date with Serena. I think the date was perfectly fine. But clearly she likes Joe better. Poor Joe was having PTSD moping all around. From everything I read from the press release, next Tuesday is when not only do we have Kendall joining, so I'm sure it's going to be ridiculous, but also Becca Kufrin will be in Paradise. And Becca has been making headlines a little bit with this Blake Horseman comments that he made. So obviously Blake was Becca's runner-up. She got engaged to Garrett. They broke up and now she's going to be on Paradise. Blake went on Kate Casey, who you know from the show's podcast, and he said that he completely put it out of his head, yada, yada. But then they were back in touch. And I was thinking, what if there's still something here? And Kate Casey kind of, not stirred the pot, but definitely poked him if he was in that interview and was like, I see the glimmer in your eye. I think you like her. I think they're still here, whatever. And Blake made some comment about the fact that the producers don't want them together because he's, you know, controversial on the show. And Becca responded to all of this saying, Blake and I have always been friends. We've always been supportive of one another. In terms of, quote, talking, yeah, we've been in touch very sporadically, but nothing I would say would warrant a potential relationship. She said he made it seem like we're not together because of production or whatever, but at the end of the day, we're two grown adults that make our own decisions. If we're not together, then it's because we choose not to be together. It's not because of anyone else. So I think this might have been a classic case of you're on a podcast, you say something, there's some headlines. Maybe Blake is just... you know, maybe Blake is still hung up on Becca and wants to throw it out there and see how she's going to respond to this if he does it through the press. Maybe he's thirsty for some headlines. Maybe Kate Casey stirred the pot a little bit and he felt like he was blushing and, you know, admitting things he didn't say before. And Becca was like, what are you doing, Blake? Maybe Becca's in a happy relationship after Paradise and doesn't want something that came out between her and Blake in between the seasons out there. All probably true to some degree. I personally cannot wait to find out what happens on the next couple episodes of Paradise. Monday, we have, as a synopsis, when it comes to Paradise, the more the merrier, as they say. Two new men arrive, promptly choosing a pair of lucky ladies to take on a hot and heavy double date, and one coupled up cutie contemplates if she's ready to stop exploring other options. Meanwhile, things fall apart as one hopeless romantic learns the object of his affection visited the Boom Room with someone else. Obviously, that would be Connor with Marissa and Riley. And host Lance Bass gives the best advice to a woman who's dying for her man to make a move. With a rose ceremony on the horizon, romantic tension is building on the beach, but the biggest conflict of the night is about to be about more than a rose. Just ask Aaron and Thomas. So I guess we haven't seen the end of the Thomas drama. And then Tuesday, watch out, Paradise. There's a storm brewing. As the women prepare to hand out their roses, nerves are getting the better of the men. But just as the future seems written, guest host Lance Bass has one more surprise up his sleeve, and it's a big one. For the first time, a bachelorette has made her way to Mexico, and Becca Kufrin, rose in hand, is bringing the heat to the beach. Is that all? Not a chance. More familiar faces will make entrances, and the remaining couples will be put to the test. None more than Joe and Serena, who will face their biggest challenge yet, and her name is Kendall. So cannot wait for two more episodes of Bachelor Paradise next week. We'll be back to our normal scheduled programming with a full recap and some news breakdown and all that stuff. Thank you for tuning in to Here for the Right Reasons and keeping me updated on Paradise while I was away. Come back next week for more.